This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is that time of day. We're just 3 weeks away from the NFL draft. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We dive into a different mock draft somewhere on the internet and see what the Eagles are doing. Today, we're going to NFL.com, one of their latest mock drafts. Number one overall, Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, and this is becoming more and more of a common pick here, Hugh, Abdul Carter to the Cleveland Browns, which means they'd have Myles Garrett and Abdul Carter on the same pass rush.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Woo, but that also means Kenny Pickett's probably their quarterback or something.
I mean, they're not
like going
to score a lot of points, but no. The defense is going to be stout.
Yeah, well, number three, in this mock, the New York Giants pass on Shedeur Sanders and go with Travis Hunter, the corner wide receiver out of Colorado. Armon.
Yeah, they got a bunch of quarterbacks anyway.
Yeah, well, they're not any good, but they have a bunch. Yeah, led by Russell Wilson. Patriots, Armon Membu, the offensive tackle out of Missouri. And, wow, Jacksonville takes Tyler Warren, tight end, out of Penn State with the fifth overall pick. All right, let's go down the board to the Philadelphia Eagles. And, Hugh, we don't have to go all the way down the board because in this mock, we have a trade-up. The Eagles trading with the Minnesota Vikings, moving up from 32 to 24 to select Malachi Starks, safety. Where else? The University of Georgia. Hugh, your thoughts on Starks and the idea of trading up for a safety in round one?
That's pretty impressive. You're talking about a 6'1", 205-pound safety. Lewisine is back there. They got some players. But for them to move up and draft Malachi with the pick that they picked, what did you say, 26, 24?
24, yeah.
I mean, that says that, to me, that screams that he's going to be a starter instantly.
Well, because they'd be trading up to get him.
Yeah, they would be trading up to get him. And, you know, they're looking at him and some of his ability. He has the ability to come off the corner. I'm watching some of the highlights right now. You can use him on blitz reads. He has enough speed, looks like, that he can be a guy in one-on-one coverage. Hitting, haven't seen too many plays where he's like out, flat out sticking people. But he looks like he's a really, really good cover safety. So that's something when you talk about the versatility in the backfield for the Philadelphia Eagles, I think that's something that they're probably, if they trade up for him, that's probably what they're looking at, the versatility in the passing game and his ability to cover and leave him on an island. So, yeah. I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Well, he's a Georgia guy, so that fits what they do here on the defensive side.
And as I say that, he comes up and he lays a big stick on the Texas running back. So, yeah. He looked like he can hit a little bit too, man.
Yeah, look, if they trade up from 32 to 24, he's going to play right away.
I mean, that
would be a lot. Because that probably costs a third-round pick to move up that high in the first round, to go up 32 to 24. So the comp I saw on one side.
Yeah, he looked like he a little bit of hit. Granted, people aren't watching highlights, but he doesn't like he's afraid of contact.
Jesse Bates was one of the comps I saw, who was with the Bengals, and now he's with the Atlanta Falcons. Elliot did say to us last hour when we had him on about the conversation on CJ and what Sirianni said this morning and Howie the other day, that he wouldn't be surprised that at some point they acquire a safety. Right now they're saying it's Reed Blankenship and Sidney Brown. That feels pretty light to me. That just doesn't feel like
brutal.
Yeah, just that's not a top tier safety duo. I mean, let's be real.
If you'd have said all due respect, you'd have been good to go.
You'd have been good to go.
We're gonna rename our show with all due respect. So everything we say can't be disrespectful. Okay? Yeah, that would be
we'll see how that goes.
We're about to find out. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a little pushback as I start.
Are you comfortable with the Reed Blankenship, Sidney Brown safety duo to start the season?
With all due respect.
No. I need something else.
Heard of Lewis Seen?
I don't care about Lewis Seen. I haven't seen him make a play in the
he's
NFL.
He's a big hitter.
Oh, jeez.
No, that was in college.
He's been hurt, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's been hurt, unfortunately.
Kyle, your thought on trading up for Malachi Starks?
So trading up feels like a little bit much because I've seen him mocked to 32. That's, you know, in my non-professional scouting opinion.
In feels your like, daily mock at 1 o'clock opinion?
It feels like we don't need to move up to make that kind of move to go up and get him. But safety's an area you need. As much as everybody wants to tell us that everything's fine after trading C.J. Gardner-Johnson, like, we have a hole at safety. So I would be totally okay with making a move and getting this kid in the draft.
Yeah, interesting player. And look, would anyone be surprised they draft a Georgia player in the first round? I mean, this has been basically every year for years now. They get all these Georgia defenders. So Malachi Starks, the latest daily mock at 1 o'clock. 215-592-9494. If we go back to the phones here. Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Do the Eagles need the tush push? Yes or no? 71% saying no. With all due respect, Kyle believes that it's coping.
Yeah, not listening to me.
Okay. That's it. That's just that. And this one, even more lopsided, is avocado an aphrodisiac? 89% no, 11% pity votes for Hugh here on this one.
No, see, listen. This is what y'all need to figure out. Like, I went and I Googled. You know, chocolate's considered an aphrodisiac.
That one has been out there for a long time. I've heard that. I don't.
Figs. Yeah, I've heard of oysters. Yeah.
Figs.
Fig Newtons.
Yeah, no,
not Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons are
chili.
One more candy, I sure.
Chili.
Cookie-ish.
Maca.
Chili.
Chili. Hold on.
Avocado.
I'm putting my foot down on chili.
Wait, do you mean chili like the bowl or like
the chili peppers?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It stimulates nerve endings.
Okay.
On the tongue, which can
it causes
a release of sex drive boosting chemicals. I'm just telling y'all. Listen, I don't make this stuff up. And it says avocados right there. I'm looking at it.
Nah.
Just because it's on Google doesn't mean it's true. Someone could have put that out there, and it just came up on your algorithm.
Google. Well, see, the holistic living people. They know what. Like the holistic people, they know what I'm talking about.
Like,
they know
those people are quacks.
Strawberries. Bananas. Oh, now this one. Now you can't dispute this one. Wine.
Well, yeah, alcohol. Sure.
Duh.
Alcohol.
Say duh. Garlic.
Yeah, no. Hell no. That makes your breath all stinky.
Pistachios.
Garlic.
Come on.
That's enough.
What are we doing?
Pistachios?
It says coffee.
Now, you know what? With all due respect, I don't care what your stupid Google says.
This list is a joke.
Truffles. I've heard about truffles.
Yep.
Chocolate and wine and truffles. Avocado.
To your point, Kyle. They got celery on here. I don't know nobody getting live with celery.
Celery?
No, ain't nobody trying to get live with no celery. Like, ooh, hey, babe, I got a whole stalk of celery. What you talking about?
No. No one.
I don't know. Not a soul has ever used celery. Okay, now that was okay. This study might be inconclusive.
The list is bunk.
Yeah. It might be inconclusive.
This is why you
ain't nobody
gets
jiggy with the celery.
No, that's ridiculous.
Are they?
No.
I mean,
celery?
That's a weird one.
Not a single person ever that works for. All right, let's go to Paul, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey,
what's up, Paul?
Look, what are we doing here with the whole pushing back the rule thing just because we don't like the way this vote's going to go?
Yeah, this doesn't work in other parts of life. There's a vote coming. Yeah. You don't like the way it's going to go? Push it back until everyone changes their mind.
I mean, do you think if they thought that it was going to pass, they'd be tabling it?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Exactly,
no way.
Man.
Nope.
Like, this is child stuff here, man. Like, it's getting old. It's really getting old, man. Like, okay, we got a bunch of grown men pouting over something here, and then they don't get what they want. So they're like, oh, let's just table it so we got a little bit more time to persuade people, man. It's just, it's getting old.
That's how I feel about
you
it.
Know there's what? Never grown men pouting and complaining on this show.
Yeah, no, you're right, though. This is grown men crying and pouting. This is.
It is.
Which we're
and
against.
I'm right there with you. It's not even the fact that you want to get rid of it. Just be honest.
Just be a man.
The injury thing and everything. It's like, just be honest about it. I was so heated this morning when I found out they tabled it. Because I knew. I was like, this is just an attempt to get more votes to try and screw us.
They're stalling, Paul. We appreciate you.
Must be in space.
What was that? That's like some weird beeping.
Speaking of space, did you see they brought the astronauts back, right?
Yeah. The man and woman that were stranded up there for a while?
Did you see them on TV together?
I did not.
They look comfortable.
Here we go.
I'm just saying. They look comfortable.
They have celery up there?
They probably did not have celery. They probably had to improvise.
They probably had wine. I mean, they probably gave them that.
They improvised.
So I actually, what our last caller said is it really does hit home that they pushed the vote back because they didn't like the way the vote was going to go. Imagine if we do our show and we have our opinions and we do our Twitter poll and I don't like the way the votes are going. I say, you know what? Pause it here. I'm going to say the same thing again 3 weeks from now. And we're going to try again. You can't do that.
Don't we kind of do that?
Well, no, but we accept the poll results as what they are.
No, we don't.
Well, you don't. I do. Yeah.
No, we don't. We just say that. You know, with all due respect, people are ignorant.
This is you.
No, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. When you said it, I don't understand.
No, because you just think.
Sometimes because people ain't listening. That's why I have to start the show and long talk. Because
I have to?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Because sometimes
you can concise talk just as much.
You got to reach the people that just don't get it. And at the end of the day.
They still don't get it.
They still don't get it. So you know what you say to them?
With
all due respect, you ain't that bright. See how that works? They can't get mad.
No. Yes, they can.
No, you can't get mad at that.
If someone tells you you're not that bright, you can be offended.
You can't.
You can.
All right, let's practice. Do it to me.
No, you just want me to say it for you can just go off anyway. I'm not doing that.
No, do it to people in the hallway.
Oh, okay, I will.
Yeah. With all due respect, you ain't that bright.
Yeah.
See how people feel about that.
Okay, no, how about this? With all due respect, I don't like the color of your shirt.
Oh, dude.
Or something like that.
No, but that's not that. I wouldn't care about that.
Well, hold on. Okay.
That's not really that disrespectful. Well,
but hold on. You can't comment on, like, say,
all due respect,
a woman's appearance here.
Definitely would not do it
okay,
to a woman.
Okay, well, I mean, that feels like a big part of it.
What? Yeah. No, see, because
you're going to go out there in the hallway, comment on a woman's appearance, but with all due respect.
Because women are here by a different set of rules than guys.
Oh.
See, this is a guy rule. This does not apply to females.
I'm not sure you should be the one making up the rules.
Well, I can tell you that. That, with all due respect, is not going to fly with a woman. I can tell you that. And you're going to get your feelings hurt before you get the... When you hit her with all due respect, after that, it's all downhill.
Hold
she probably going
to... Wait 1 second. Didn't you... You openly say this. You put your hands on a coworker before. What if you say with all due respect?
That wouldn't have worked.
Wait a minute. I technically threatened to put my hands on a coworker.
Okay, but what if you had said with all due respect?
Well, at that point, we were way beyond respect. We pushed through that barrier. You know what I mean? We pushed through that. Now, to your point. If he would have started out the conversation with all due respect,
then it would have been okay.
Then it would have been a different conversation. He didn't do that.
All right, I have homework for our audience tonight.
Wait a minute, did you do your homework?
What do I have to do?
The worst or the driest.
Oh, that's the driest
reporter.
That's due in the next segment.
All right, I'll workshop some names.
Joe does not want to.
He was causing us to get messy, and it's a problem.
Hey, we're on TV now. We might as well push all the way into this thing.
I would say this. If I'm going to do this, there's more dry reporters than there are lively reporters.
Okay, well,
I'm not ready. I have my other list here, okay? I've got my football guys and my non-football guys.
I just want you to get in just as much trouble.
I didn't disagree with you. Jeff McClain is a dry reporter. I mean, it's true.
It's
okay, and you know what? Sometimes I need that as a talk show host. You ask the tough questions dryly, and I'll react loudly. That's fine. We each have a role in this.
I got a feeling I'm gonna get called off anyway after this. So can we play the cut when he did his report and he was talking about the Eagles?
Can we
do that?
No. We're trying to keep the audience.
I'm washing my hands of this whole situation.
We're trying not to.
I'm already in trouble.
You are going to set us ablaze.
We got to take a deep breath. Deep breath.
I'm already in trouble. I'm about to get I'm already gonna get called into the office. I might as well.
I'm not going with you.
I might as well make it work for my while.
Well, our boss is about to go on spring break. So.
Well, that's true.
I might as well make it work for my while.
Substitute teacher vibes at WIP the next week or so. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Oh my.
It's a scene in here today, David. The YouTube era Hugh is a different animal.
I love it.
I'm about to get in trouble, so I might as well. Might as well go all in.
Hey, you better duck up out of here, Susan.
You better get out. You better leave.
I've got a new Hugh Douglas personality.
Oh, uh-oh. What do we got?
We got Lamont Douglas.
Lamont Douglas.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard Lamont since I've been at home.
Is that when he's in big trouble?
Oh yeah, that's that Lamont. Like family, like that's where they. They don't ever call me Hugh at home. I'm Lamont. I'm Lamont at home. So thanks a lot, Dave.
So Lamont Douglas will let strange men at the ballpark rub his shoulders, whereas Hugh Douglas would have knocked them right on their asses as soon as they started.
See, wait a minute, hold up, Dave. I know I cannot. I can't physically harm anybody, but it's a little weird when you're sitting there. Like, for instance, me and I, we're sitting there, we're watching the game, and just random dudes come up and be like, hey, and start rubbing on your shoulders.
But you're trying to be friendly.
That's too friendly.
I don't disagree.
That's too friendly. And it was me. It was, shout out to Tuck. We were sitting there with Tucker Bagley, and they just start rubbing on shoulders, and Tuck's looking like, wow, does that happen a lot? Well, it's not supposed to, but it happened a lot yesterday. I guess because it was opening day and everything, and I don't know, but it was a lot. It was a lot.
Opening day is different than the other days.
Hopefully.
Okay, Lamont, you go get him, buddy. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I like the new Hugh, Lamont.
Thank you.
All right, what do you think? They need the tush push or not?
I don't want to see a ban to start with, but no, they don't need it because you know what they're going to do. Mm. They're going to devise a way to get around whatever new rule that they write up or however they go to get it not to be used. So, they're crafty and they're very good at what they do. So they'll figure out a way around it. And as long as they have Jalen Hurts, it's not like, you got Kenny Two Gloves back there who could never do what Hurts does as far as pushing through that line. So as long as they have him, he's going to be fine where they'll just figure out a way around it. So they don't need it as it's currently composed, but they will figure out a way around it.
I agree, David. I'd like to keep it. It seems like we're moving away from that, but I don't think it's going to kill them if they don't have it. I think they can work around it and figure it out. And I think in this, it's important to know, and David, good phone call. They have Saquon Barkley. They have the best offensive line in the league. They have Jalen Hurts. Hopefully Kevin Petullo is ready to, for this job as the offensive coordinator, but like, if they can't convert third and ones, we got separate problems than if they just can't use the tush push. I think, Hugh, if they have a full offseason or most of the offseason and they know it's going to be gone, they'll figure out a way around this.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that they will. But my thing is they shouldn't have to.
Well, I agree with that.
Because of what's happening in the NFL. It should tell you everything that you need to know about all of this. They tabled it. They tabled it because it didn't pass. Mm. So somebody in power, somebody higher up that wanted to act like, this is the democracy and you can all vote on it, basically told a lie to everybody because it wasn't going to go the way that they wanted it to go. So they said, wait, we'll come back to this. I got to go back and I got to grease some more palms or whatever it is that they're going to do to help make this pass. That's basically what happened. It didn't go the way that they thought it was going to go because we heard last week, remember? It were two different stories. Rhea was the first to report that the tush push wasn't going anywhere.
Yep.
And then it was somebody, was it Diane Rossini?
It was.
Said, hey, I don't think this is going to be a good, I don't think this is going to go the Eagles' way.
And it seemed like it changed.
And then it flipped back because somebody thought that it was going to go the way that they thought it was going to go until they got into the room. And when they got into the room, they're like, oh, wait a minute. This ain't what I thought it was, because you need, nine people, right? You need nine.
You need nine to
vote for it, right?
It has to pass the rule.
You need 24, right?
24. So nine on the Eagles side would cut that down. You'd only have 23 on the other side.
Yeah, so it
we
wasn't going to go.
Here on the show.
Yeah. I did it the hard way.
32 minus 9 is 23.
Yeah. But it didn't go the way that they thought it was going to go. So this is why we're where we are now.
But here's why I'm frustrated, because we're moving the wrong direction.
Yes.
A year ago, they couldn't even get this to a vote, right? They talked about this, but we never even got to this point. And then, it was that Raheem Morris and it was McDermott at the combine. Once they started talking, other people in the NFL, you know what? I kind of agree with them. I didn't want to be the first one, but now that he said it out loud, I'm with you.
Well, and I look at it like this. If that's the case, then I would look at you differently. If it took somebody else to say something about you, something you felt some way about.
Well, and that's why we put our list together of the true football guys around the league and the non-football guys. So here's who we have. D'Amico Ryan's football guy. Dan Campbell, Aaron Glenn, Todd Bowles, Kellen Moore, Mike Vrabel, Nick Sirianni, true football guys. Unfortunately, we have a list on the other ledger here that have proven to not be football guys. People that have come out publicly and said they don't like the tush push. Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Joe DeCamera, Raheem Morris, Jeff McClain. Actually, McClain, that's separate. He didn't say that. Self, our caller. Ike Reese and Rich McKay, all not football guys.
Jeff McClain, Carlos.
I know. He was put in
called, called like 10 today.
We love you, Jeff.
He has not come out against the tush push.
We love you, Jeff.
He just ended up in the non-football guy list for some other reason. It's your fault.
He ended up on the dry reporter list that Joe is still going to make.
That's a different list.
It's a different list. All I know is Elliot is not on that list.
No, Elliot is not.
He's the opposite
Elliot
of a dry reporter.
Is my early lead favorite for, what was it again?
Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah, Insider of the Year.
You got a long way to go, though. I mean, you're putting the cart before the horse.
Oh, no, I got it. Like, Elliot's on a... Have you heard... Listen.
Bigger lock. Phillies to win the division last
Elliot
June when I said it, or Elliot to repeat.
Elliot Shore Park.
No, it's
have
not
you
true.
Heard Elliot, man?
The Phillies are up six games.
But don't it feel like Elliot, like, when we talk to him now, he got a little bit more bass in his voice. You ain't heard that bass that Elliot has
no,
now?
No, but here's what...
And that confidence that he's exuding?
Elliot's rolling right now. But you know what I need from him?
What's that?
I need him to nail the Eagles' first-round pick. I want the name... The night of the draft, they're going to draft this player, and then they get him.
That's a lot, though.
Well, I know.
There's a lot that goes into that. That could change.
If they had the fourth pick, it's kind of easy, right? Mm-hmm. You can just guess it. 32nd pick, if he nails that, he might have this thing wrapped up. Back to back.
I was looking more so because Elliot in the locker room asking the tough questions, that's kind of what I was looking more forward to. Like the fire questions, like the questions that the fans want to know the answer to.
Yeah.
And the eloquent way that he does that. That's what I was thinking about. But that's a good one, too. If he nails that, then it's a for sure lock.
So Elliot was one of the reasons I think he won Insider of the Year last year is he was one of the early ones on the Goddard situation,
yes.
Saying the Goddard situation could go sideways. Now, Goddard's still here, though no one actually seems to think he's going to be here when the season rolls around.
No, it doesn't sound like it because he has no guaranteed money on his deal. And he's making like, what, $15 million this year, something like that?
It's pretty heavy for a tight end. All right, coming up on the other side, we do have something new on the Goddard situation. First, what Nick Sirianni said this morning about Goddard and his future with the Eagles. And D. Gunn with the latest on Dallas Goddard. Uh-oh, what's going on here? How's this going to end? We'll get to that next. Your phone calls on the Tush Push. Do the Eagles need it? And we'll run through all the rule proposals. They actually did switch. And things that changed today in the NFL, we know they tabled the Tush Push thing. What changed? We'll react to it all next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. With all due respect, Midday Show back here. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. You know who's walking around with this song probably playing behind him?
Who was that?
Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's his spot. I mean, he's a Super Bowl champ. What'd you make of the annual league photo with all the coaches? Only one guy front and center wearing shorts. That'd be
Wait
Nick Sirianni.
I didn't see the picture.
Oh, I'll show it to you. Yeah, he got to be front and center, which is important because that. He's part of the big club now, right? It's Andy.
The Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, and Sean McVay, right? Harbaugh, the guys that have won the Super Bowl, they get to be more up front. I'm going to show you this coach's photo here, but everybody else wore pants, and Sirianni wore shorts. Now, is that a power move, or is that
I think
a little bit disrespectful?
Power
here?
Move. With all due respect, power move.
There's the photo. Check that out there. He's there in the middle somewhere. You see it?
Oh,
He's wearing shorts. Nobody else wore shorts.
Oh, you see Coach McVay got on the nice little, what they call them outfits, like the what you call it, Fabletics outfit with the jacket.
You're looking at the wrong guy.
Have you seen us? We're wearing ice cream shop sweatshirts today.
we all about dressed the same. But, he wants to dress like, he going on a golf outing with the nice little Fabletics jacket.
That's McVay, you're saying.
Yeah. He looks like he's about to step out with his lady friend.
You could see who looks trying to look nice and then who just threw on whatever wrinkled shirt that came out of the luggage there.
Yeah, Coach Sirianni's he's a Philadelphian.
You can also – I always could tell from this photo who's a year away from getting fired. Like, you look at Brian Daboll in the back.
He's
on borrowed time. You feel that.
He's funny. He's
from the photo.
What about the coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars? What he got on? Looking real crazy.
Liam Cohen? Sometimes when there's new coaches, I have to figure out who they are.
Have y'all heard the cut when he tried to say Duval? When he said Duval?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds really weird.
Yeah, he's looking a little weird in this. All right, let's get to some of the rule changes that actually were passed here at the owners' meetings, because we know they tabled the tush-push thing here. All right, Hugh, the overtime rule. You in or you out? Thumbs up. So now
overtime. It's gonna everybody get the ball?
Yeah, each team gets a possession. Just like it's been in the playoffs, now it's the regular season.
I mean, that's okay. I'm okay with that.
The only thing that I think is interesting about it is you could have a pretty long overtime, which means if you have to play a short week the next week, quarters of football.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you hopefully or luckily, if you're the team that has to do that, it might not bode well for you the following week.
You better win then.
Yeah, you better win. You better make it quick.
Like, let's say the Eagles have a Sunday game. It goes to overtime, and both teams score the first possession. Like, so then you have to play a third possession.
Yeah, you better stand on your head then.
Yeah, I mean, you might play 4 days later on a Thursday. All right, the replay assist. Now, if there's like a roughing the quarterback or a push the guy late out of bounds, and the flag is thrown, they could have a replay assist get in the referee's ear and be like, yeah, pick that flag up. I don't know about all these robots coming in.
Wait a minute.
Extra help.
You're saying that the ref throw a pass interference or roughing the passer?
Roughing the passer.
Somebody can get in his ear and pick that flag up.
Yeah, you were wrong. Pick it up.
With all due respect, pick that flag up.
You like that?
That's crazy.
I don't like this. Why have refs if we just correct them?
We're eliminating the point of having NFL referees.
I know. I like referees.
Are we closer to having robot NFL refs than we are robot
Well,
bumps
you guys
in baseball?
Know what they did to the chain gang.
I would imagine.
Cut their legs off right under them.
I would imagine, because the NFL does a great job of protecting his refs, it would have to be super egregious for somebody to get in there and be like, hey, yo, dog, what you doing? Pick that flag up. Because that's how I think it's going to go.
It has happened a lot this past season, though, with some things. Right? They would change rulings on the field mm-hmm. pretty instantly. It's just expanded.
If you were a ref, would you like the extra eye in the sky that helps you in like with the replay available to them? Or do you feel like they're cutting your legs out from under you?
Well, it would definitely
it's
help
embarrassing.
With your job, but it would also be one of those things where you got boots on the ground. And a lot of times they're bang-bang plays. And for somebody to be out there or up there in New York, I'm assuming that's where it is, and rewinding the play and be like, oh, yeah, that's a lot.
I just would feel like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Like, you would say, why am I here?
You just called
for
the play.
For that paycheck.
No, but like, what's the point of it? I don't
Some
know.
Some refs make a lot of money, man.
Why? But
nice little chunk of cheese.
Because well, I thought the robots take their job.
Yeah. I thought of something similar with the baseball robots. Like, if they have that challenge system, mm-hmm. then I don't know. Are umpires going to have to be a little less emphatic about their strike three calls if they're borderline? Because you can't do the whole motion.
You mean like the street.
And then they tap their helmet, and then you're wrong. I mean, you're going to look like an ass.
It might be a little timid when you make your call.
I feel like you got to slow
it.
What
you say, Kyle? Eh? Mm-hmm.
So you kind of go through the motions just in case you're wrong? I think we're losing something out of sports. But I need the ump to be emphatic. I need the referee to call it and believe it.
No, silly.
I can see it. On strike three, you might be like,
I guess it's a strike.
They're like, ah.
Yeah, like especially if you got somebody over your shoulder looking like, nah, bro, that would
they're like,
strike.
Hell, just challenge him.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no. Hey, back to the studio.
Send it back. All right, what do we think about this? The touchback is now going to be at the 35-yard line.
Oh, you better not kick it in the end zone.
Well, I think they're trying to encourage more kickoff returns. They want that play to come back.
Yeah, because you kick it in. Because usually you get to the 20. They're like, okay, fine.
So it used to be the 20. Then it went to the 25. Then last year was at the 30.
Yeah.
35-yard line. If you kick the ball in the end zone, what are you, 25 yards away from field goal range?
you're not going to do that.
Man.
So that's 5 yards off of the penalty for just kicking it out of bounds.
Illegal procedure, yeah. 35-yard line to kick the ball?
They're telling you you're not kicking touchbacks.
Yeah, no, it's a wrap. There was a lot kicked last year, too, wasn't it?
But they want even more. They want returns. That's... They're just pushing the envelope to force teams into kicking the ball not in the end zone.
Also, they really need to change the onside kick rule.
Yeah, they never seem to get any further with the Eagles idea, right? The Eagles had that idea of like the fourth and 15.
Yeah. They got to do something.
I miss the old onside
kick. It's totally useless.
Well, the fact you have to declare it takes away the whole thing.
And you have to be down, and in the fourth quarter, it's like, come on.
Yeah, it's really dumb. All
Bring back the surprises.
One thing that got tabled, I think is interesting, because we know they tabled the tush-push thing. They tabled the Lions' rule proposal of changing the seedings. They didn't vote against that. They tabled it for further discussion. The Lions proposed that it shouldn't just be the division winners are seeded 1-4. It should be by record, which would have changed the postseason last year. Potentially, the Vikings could have taken the 2 seed over the Eagles, even though they didn't win their division. What are we tabling?
I hate the fact that they tabled it.
I don't like anything the competition committee did this week.
Yeah, they're trying to get the game momentum. That's crazy.
I'm fine with the 35-yarder for the touchback.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I would like to see more returns. The division one, nah. Yeah, winning the division should mean a lot.
Absolutely. And I'm okay with the OT rule. That actually probably will be fun in the regular season.
Who's sitting in these? Because winning the division, that was one of the core values. Like, when you play football, you win your division.
Of course.
Get the home game and, you know, get in the playoff, win the division, and try to win the Super Bowl. Why are we trying to change that?
It's like the NBA. The divisions mean nothing.
Well, that's why the backdrop of why Eagles, Cowboys, and now everyone hates the Cowboys anyway, but the backdrop, like Eagles, Commanders, when they play in Week 6 next year, why is that game so big? Because home field could be on the line. The division, if it's just like, well, we get the 1 and they get the 2, then I don't know. It's not that big of a
deal. Lame.
It's lame. It is lame here. All right, 215-592-9494. Your calls on all this. Tush push. Is it a big deal? Do the Eagles need it if they do end up getting rid of it? I don't think they need it. I'd love to keep it, but I don't think they need it. And then we'll get to the latest on Dallas Goedert, what Sirianni said this morning, and latest report from D. Gunn on Goddard's future. What's up, Jay? Jay in Philly up on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. Wow. Hey, Jay.
I had to mute all my back.
Oh, that's all right.
So, man, first of all, the more that y'all talking about it and the more information I get, the madder I am about it. You know, like, man, this is crazy that they're trying to take our play away from us. So I am a little upset. Although, I don't think that we need it. Like, we're good enough that we're going to maul people without it anyway. So, I think that first game, if they get rid of it, and that first time that Jalen runs that quarterback sneak and picks up that first down, it's going to go crazy in the link, man.
I agree. So, Jay, yeah, I'm annoyed that these teams in the NFL are so soft, but I also think the Eagles will adapt, that they're going to be okay if you take this away from them.
Exactly. So we got enough talent, man. I'm all right with that, man. It's whatever. And look, athletes love chips on their shoulders. So this could be a little rallying cry. So if you want to take it away from us, then now we're just going to run Saquon, Dylan down your throat, and now it's going to be even worse. So you know what? Go ahead and take it away and see what happens to you.
I do think that is an interesting angle, that the Eagles could use this as motivation. Like, we created something so unstoppable, the league took it away because they were petty about it. Jay, good phone call. I do think there's something there. I mean, I think it would... Hugh, if you were still playing and they took away something from your team, I gotta feel it'd be a sense of motivation. Like, screw
them. It is. It would be. And the whole premise to me is it's demoralizing. It's one of those things where you do it because it's something that can't be stopped. And if you want to stop it, then bow your neck and try to stop it. I mean, the fact that the coaches are coming out and acting the way that they're acting about this, and they tabled it. It just tells you everything you need to know. They just want this to go away.
By the way, can you imagine what the phone lines would be like after a game if the Eagles failed to convert a standard quarterback sneak attempt?
That loss is on Goodell. That loss is on the NFL. Well, half would be mad at the Eagles and Sirianni in the offense corner. Half would be mad at the league. The league screwed the Eagles.
And I'd be doing the I told you so.
Well, that's fine. We do that a lot around here. All right, before we go any further, a lot of I told you so's could be on Dallas Goedert too and in his future with the Eagles, because a lot of people thought he was going to be gone, then he's maybe going to be gone. He's still here. I mean, he's still on the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's hear from Sirianni this morning. I heard this. It didn't give me any confidence Goddard's going to be on the team next year. Very lukewarm response on Goddard's future as an Eagle. Here's Sirianni at the NFC Coaches Breakfast.
You want Dallas Goedert back?
Right now, he's on our football team, and obviously Dallas Goedert has meant a lot to us. And we'll see how that plays out. He's a heck of a football player, heck of a leader, and I want to be able to have back as many as guys as you possibly can. But that is not the reality of the NFL. We got a lot of so we'll see what happens. But of course, you want everyone back.
A whole lot of stutter.
Yeah, I mean it's a yes or no question. Do you want Dallas Goedert back? And the answer wasn't yes. Now he's doing what the organization needs him to do. He says yes, it undermines Howie. He probably would want Goddard back. But
he's trying to he's answering the question diplomatically. Yeah. He's trying not to say a whole lot.
But it did speak volumes.
Yeah, it did, especially when you start stuttering. I've been there before when I was totally. When you're telling a lie, you're like, it's not a good, you know, Joe.
Especially when you try to walk something back, that's what you're about to say. That's not the same thing, Kyle. It's not the same thing.
For my purposes, it is.
I actually think when teams hire coaches, they should put them through polygraphs first to see how good they are at lying. I mean, half the time they have to lie anyway.
Yeah, they do.
Sirianni obviously is a good coach. He's a bad liar.
You know what it is?
He's a bad liar.
It's because Coach Sirianni is a very honest person for the most part, and he's very forthcoming.
Yeah.
And you have to understand, Coach, because see, I mean, now that we were here, I feel like I helped Coach out this year.
What?
In his press conference. Because you got to admit.
You have to stop.
You got to admit.
Come on.
When I started talking about his press conferences and how he would do it, and he needed to shut up a little bit, he did get better.
You know, at the same time, they won every game. Like that,
yeah, because I think I was a part of that.
No, maybe the winning is why the press conferences were a little bit easier.
I think I was a part of that.
The winning?
But here's the thing, Coach, if you're listening. I know you died in Miami kicking it with Florida. I'm just saying, because I helped him in the press conference.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
You know what I mean? I helped him, you know, because I speak in stream of consciousness, and sometimes, you know, I tend to stutter at times because it's like I'm about to say one thing. Yeah. But I have to walk it back.
Yeah, you got a handle on that.
So, yeah, I do. Well, I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. But see, you're still a work in progress, and you work on it. But, okay, I lost my train of thought. See, Kyle, you threw me off.
Are you kidding?
Lost my train of thought. But I'm just saying, you got to have, I just remember, you got to have canned answers. Just say, hey, man, it's a fluid situation. We love Dallas Goddard. See, I did that?
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
We love Dallas Goddard. He's an Eagle as of right now. Now, you know, hey, we'd love to have him here, but you know how the NFL goes.
Yeah, the as of right now sticks. Like that.
Yeah,
just
that might have been a little bit too much.
Yeah, as of right now means probably not going to be here for
long. That's pretty good.
All right, we got a report from D-Gun on this situation. D-Gun tweeting a few minutes ago. There's no doubt the Eagles want Dallas Goedert back this season, but they're hoping to reduce his financial number. Yeah, Howie is the best at moving money to make things work. But in this case, if the two sides can't come to an agreement, the Birds will find a trade partner. All right, so what's interesting about that, the beginning is, we knew that already. He says the Birds will find a trade partner.
They
haven't found one yet, but that makes me... At least D Gunn's reporting it as if they won't release him. They will trade him.
They're trying
him.
To make something happen.
Well, I want to keep him, but I feel better. At least they get something back. Releasing him for nothing is ridiculous.
What are they going to get? A seventh?
At this point, we get the coach out there saying.
Who cares?
Well, I want something. It's principle.
I want Dallas Goedert. How about that?
How
about a
still
bag of chips and a box of Juju Fruits?
No.
What if they used him? Like, all right, I've started to resign myself to the fact he's not going to be here, even though I think they should keep him. Maybe they could use him in the draft to move up. Like, they're in the second round.
He's a piece.
They have the 32nd pick in the second round, you know, last pick in that round, and they want to move up to the 24th pick in the round because they're targeting a player.
Yeah, yeah.
Use him to move up. Like, at least...
That's a possibility.
Turn him into something good. If they just release him, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. For all these tight ends that no one knows who they are,
they got to release him. His salary don't kick you because he has no guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. So it's not any of that. But is there like a June 1st designation where if you don't cut him before then or something like that, where his money is a part of the salary cap or something?
The June 1st thing, I think you could only use that on two players, and they already did it. They used Bradbury and Slay were June 1st cuts.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
They're kind of out of those now. They can't use it anymore. Let's go to Herb, who's up next on WFP. Herb?
Yeah, what's up, Joe? You took the words out of my mouth about Goddard, so, you know.
So we need to rehash that.
Yeah, that's done now.
Yeah, then forget it.
In the first round, okay, they might be able to move up and throw in one of those fifth round picks. And they can go, you know, they can, who knows, they can get to 10, maybe 12.
10. Who do you want to go get? You got a player?
Who needs a tight end or could use another tight end? I mean, a starting tight end, of course, but I mean, that kid, Mason Graham, Mason Taylor, I told you from LSU. I know they got their eyes looking at that. So
you know I found out he is. I didn't realize till this morning. Mason Taylor is Jason Taylor's son.
I told you that.
Oh, that's how I figured it out. Boy, yeah, Jason Taylor's son.
I missed that one. Last week, that's her nephew. Yeah.
Oh, that's why Joy Taylor came up last week when you were on the afternoon show.
She's hot, man. Wait a minute,
she was here last week.
No, he spoke about Joy Taylor to the afternoon show.
I thought she was here. Oh.
Relax.
Damn.
Relax. She's hot, baby.
Let me tell you.
I was
going to shoot my shot.
Sounds like Herb shooting his shot right now.
Shoot the J.
You got a chance, Herb? You got a chance.
I keep forgetting when you're on TV.
Did they vote on this thing that you're talking about, moving it to the 35?
It's done. Yeah, they did it.
It's a done deal. That's a wrap.
The touchback is now, you'll get the ball in the 35. Yep.
And that's ridiculous. It used to be the 20-yard line.
I know.
Now it's 15 more yards.
What happened to the sport we love?
If you can't get a first down from the 30 to the 40, something's is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you need to get to the 45, 35. To 45. I mean,
anyway, something's calling me.
You got to go, Joe.
All right. Keep yourself out of trouble, Herb, all right?
Hey, Joe, you know what I found out?
What'd you find out?
Something's calling me. You got to go. The torpedo bat. A lot of the teams got the torpedo.
Oh, I know. LA De La Cruz hit a home run last night. Caught public
balloon. The guy from the Milwaukee game, Milwaukee and Kansas City, they're using it. Yeah.
They're everywhere now, Herb.
The torpedo
bat. That guy's going to be a billionaire.
The torpedo bat guy? Yeah. They
might sell him to the colleges. I'm going up to Villanova right now to go check this game out against Ryder. So
you're going to see Kevin Willer, their new coach, Kirk?
I'm going to look at some of their bats.
Okay, you check those out.
I ain't got nothing to do with Kevin Willard right now. I'm going to the baseball game.
I didn't know if you helped Willard get
Plymouth
here or something.
Why don't you meet me at Plymouth Meeting, Joe?
Plymouth Meeting, what time?
Yeah.
So you ain't going there.
I'll be up there by 3:25.
Joe, right. Joe got stuff to do, man.
Joe's got plenty of time.
No, he got the bus.
I
got to get the kids on the bus.
You got to get the bus.
He will be there, though. 3:20.
Nah, he ain't
Jack
coming.
Fritz can't throw like
Jack.
These guys.
Jack could be at work.
Like these guys.
Jack's an author now. You know that? You got to order his book. He co-wrote a Phillies book.
Who, Jack?
Yeah.
And what's the book about?
The Phillies. I mean, how many subjects is Jack going to write a book on? The Phillies. That's his thing.
Did you know that Friday night, Joe, I was at the Flyers alumni, okay? You know who was there? Dave Schultz.
Really?
I walked him to his car at the end of the night. I talked to him a couple times.
Did he want you?
He was bad. They showed him Friday night fights. They gave me a free T-shirt and a puck.
You got a puck out of it?
They fed me and everything. Uh-huh. I saw all of them. What's his name? Retired after 50 years. There were so many of them that were there. Brown was there. He was on stage.
Who do you want as the next Flyers coach? You got a name for me?
I have a name for who the next Flyers coach is.
Who should it be?
I don't know.
Herb. What's that? Yeah, deceptive.
Somebody was calling
her. Maybe a guy that's like a young guy. Somebody that's in his 40s already done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know if you heard something when you were down there because you know, Dave Schultz.
I could coach the Flyers. Oh. What do you got to do? Skate and knock
I think it's a little bit more.
Tortorella got fired. He won a cup
they
once.
They need a guy in the center to intercept these passes.
I agree with that.
Out of games played. Intercept those pucks in the center, and somebody's out there on the side. You pass it 1-2, and it's in the goal. Boom.
They won a couple games under the interim coach, though, right, Bradshaw?
Maybe Herb's the next guy for the job. I mean,
They didn't play the Russian enough, Mishkov.
He's been better lately. Yeah,
he needs to play 80% of the time. When I see. I might go down and see Bier and Keith Jones down at Voorhees and tell them. You know what I'm saying?
You pass that along. Herb, good phone call. Get back to SEPTA. So we got Herb in Plymouth meeting today. Hugh's going to join him for the baseball game.
I ain't going to do that.
And of course, next coach of the Flyers, Herb.
No, I'm going to do that. I ain't going
to
make it.
You're not going to go to?
Nah, I have a previous appointment.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, Kenny, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Dirty 30.
Hey, for the record, Hugh, I did not rub your shoulders. I smacked you and I shook your hand like a man.
No, I mean, Kenny, I wasn't talking about you, Kenny. We spoke and we shook hands and yeah.
Kenny, you ready for the Kevin Willard era of Villanova basketball?
I sure hope so, because it was better than the era that we had before there.
True. Yeah, he's kind of a snake, though. He hung Maryland out to dry a little bit there.
Dan left.
Yeah, a little bit of a snake.
Yeah, Maryland kind of whipped him around, too. So it was a two-sided
That's true.
There.
That's true.
Say two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, they did the same thing to Seton Hall. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. Yeah, but two rights make an airplane. So. What that's worth.
Kenny, you worried about the you think they need the tush-push?
Look, I think this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. I mean, if the Eagles signed a guy that could run a 3.940 and we threw a bomb to him every game, they're going to outlaw that too? It's just a bunch of sour grapes, and I guarantee you we have a plan B and a plan C if it gets outlawed that it won't even matter. I mean, you could run the same play, line of two guys up in the backfield and have them push the guards, and then the quarterback follows. It's the same play. You just don't push the quarterback. He'll do it. It's not even worried about it.
From now on,
the Packers are a bunch of sniveling, whining, and now they're up on that list that I'm going to boo for the rest of my life.
They're not the Packers, and it's a shame because they're a standard franchise, like an all-time franchise. They're not a football guy franchise anymore. LaFleur's totally out.
Yeah, he's a wildcat
of being a football guy. Him and McVay and Rich McKay and all those guys. We this week really determine who the football guys are and who the football guys are not. All right, you guys have a great rest of you. Betting on any dingers tonight? It's Dinger Tuesday. I'm betting on torpedo dingers tonight, Hugh. I'm gonna put a parlay together of all the torpedo bat guys.
That sounds like that might be a pretty Tuesday. Good. Yeah, might be a good one.
Torpedo Dinger Tuesday.
What you got?
I got Ellie Dela Cruz. Well,
okay.
I gotta look it up. There's a list of the torpedo guys. All right, you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Fields!